You're listening to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert, episode 19. In this episode, you're going to learn about 5 tips to help your child stay well rested throughout the holiday season. Welcome to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert. That's me, creator and host. If you have an infant or toddler, and sleep is a priority for your family, if you want to create healthy sleep habits and a strong and safe sleep foundation for your little one, if you desire a predictable schedule that permits time for things like self-care, date nights, and planned outings, if you need your bed back or want your child sleeping in their own sleep space and desire to follow safe sleep guidelines, if you crave an overall well-rested and thriving family, well, you've come to the right place. As an infant and toddler sleep consultant, I built this podcast to bring you all things infant and toddler sleep and sleep training so that you can have the confidence in making informed decisions that are best for your family when it comes to your child's sleep. Your child is worth it. Your family is worth it. And moms, dads, you are worth it. Now let's dive in. The holidays are often a time when things just get so busy on the calendar that sometimes we forget about the importance of keeping a schedule for our child's sleep. And it's often a time when sleep might get thrown off for a child because of this. So I'm going to go through 5 tips for you to help your child stay well rested throughout this holiday season. It doesn't mean that you don't get to have fun, you don't get to enjoy in the festivities. It just means there are a few things to keep in mind. And then, of course, figuring out what are your priorities throughout this time of year for your child at this age. Tip number 1, set realistic expectations for all that are involved. First, set those expectations for yourself. Here are 5 things to consider. 1, reframe your idea of the holidays. Holidays pre-child, different story than holidays with children. You might need to do less than you are used to doing or change when you do things based on your child's sleep. This won't be forever, but during these early years, it will be very helpful. 2, prioritize for your family. Go into the holidays knowing what is important to you. Is it sleep? Is it seeing all of your family and friends? Is it seeing specific people? Are there certain activities that you definitely want to do? 3, be realistic. Perhaps participating in all of the activities without prioritizing sleep is something that you want to do, but be realistic if you do that, as it could mean your child's sleep gets thrown off. If you decide to prioritize sleep most of the time, but occasionally have a day here or there, your child might experience an off night or day of sleep. 4, set boundaries. People will have their own opinions. There is nothing you can do about that. Set boundaries, though, so that they know what to expect. This can help minimize any grief or shame that they might aim your way. If you think you might cave due to their pressure and then regret it later when it comes to your child's sleep, just keep in mind your hard why and the potential consequences that your child and your family might experience if you don't perhaps stick to your child's nap schedule. What are you not willing to budge on? Naps? Specific naps? Bedtime? Certain activities? And 5, expect imperfection. Be realistic with each day. Your child is human. Some days might be better than others. Your child might have days where they get overtired from all of the activities. And because you have a child, plans might get thrown off on occasion. Lunch goes later than you thought. Naps end up being shorter or longer than normal. Your child throws up from all of the sugar. Just plan on things not going as planned. Don't let things that go wrong throw off your holiday season. Go into it with a mindset that you can find joy even on the days when things are not perfect. Now, setting expectations for family and friends. Go over your boundaries. Explain to them your child's daily schedule. Go over your plans and priorities for your holiday season. We live in a society where so many people avoid communicating the truth or what is going on in our heads and in our hearts for fear that someone's feelings are going to get hurt. Trust me, it is much easier to do this ahead of time than to do it while in the middle of a holiday or if you are traveling for the holidays while you are staying with someone. It is much easier to discuss it now than to discuss it as it comes up while you are in the moment. Discussing ahead of time can remove those emotions that often come with dealing with it in the moment. And finally, set expectations for your child if you have a toddler or preschooler. Go over what they can expect, front load them with as much as possible. If there are any special activities, prep your kids with what to expect. If you are going out of routine or the norm, let them know it will be back to normal the next day. For example, if they are camping out in the living room to watch a holiday movie, make sure you let them know that they're going to be back in their bed the next night. The second holiday tip of 5 is to preserve sleep as much as possible when possible for your child. Do your best not to stray from your child's daily routine. Plan your outings with friends and families at times when your child isn't normally sleeping. If someone wants to meet during a typical time for your child to be sleeping, invite them over to your house during nap time or ask them to consider another time. If you know you will be at someone else's house during a nap time, take everything with you that you need for your child to have a sleep space conducive for sleep at their house. Some families often gather together past a child's typical bedtime. If this is the case with your family, ask if they would be willing to move dinner up so that you can have your child home and in bed on time. If they find this silly and are unwilling to change, let them know that they can expect you and your family to leave earlier than usual and do your best to ignore any judgment that might come from those who don't understand. Or if you decide to stay late for that dinner, keep in mind setting those realistic expectations. The third tip for the holiday season, beware of overstimulation. The holidays are often an exciting time for us adults, but they can be very stimulating for young children, especially newborns, infants, and toddlers. Make sure to give your child some time to decompress with independent play and quiet time. Perhaps go for a walk or take them into a quiet bedroom. I know that grandma has the best of intentions with all of her kisses and conversation. However, she might have a hard time noticing when she needs to back off from her adorable grandchild. Who can blame her? Sometimes it happens to be at a time when your child is looking for a break. If you notice your child becoming fussy or zoning out while people are trying to interact with them, this is a good sign that they have been overstimulated and need a break. Don't expect others to pick up on this. Fourth tip out of 5, if you are traveling for the holidays, here are a few things to keep in mind. Pack anything needed to keep your child's routine as similar to home as possible. Be intentional with your travel time. And create a safe and ideal sleep environment wherever you are staying. And the last tip, if your child's sleep does get thrown off from a holiday, get right back on track the next day with a morning reset. This means wake your child at the time they typically wake up rather than letting them sleep in, and help them get back onto their regular schedule as soon as possible. Now, if it is more than just a schedule issue, which possibly could happen if it's, if you traveled for the holidays and you were gone for a week, or if you've just been so busy that you haven't been able to keep your child on schedule, as soon as you can, again, get them back on track with their schedule. But you might also need to create a sleep plan and evaluate the 5 components of Ezra Plus, as things could have potentially gotten off track. So even if you have a child who was sleeping really well and then all of a sudden isn't after the holiday season, just because they once were great at sleeping doesn't mean that they're always going to be great at sleeping. They might need some extra assistance and getting back on track and helping them to be that great sleeper again. And this also goes for anyone whose child has been struggling with sleep. So this could be a great time for families to sleep train. If you know you don't have work and you're able to be consistent with the schedule and help your child improve their sleep, the holidays could actually be a really great time for you to work on that. I often have a few clients over Thanksgiving and Christmas because it just works out so well for them since they will actually be home. Okay, so for a quick recap, here are the 5 tips covered in this episode to help you keep your child well-rested over the holidays. 1, set realistic expectations for everyone involved. 2, preserve sleep as much as possible when possible. 3, beware of overstimulation for your child. 4, keep in mind those tips if traveling for the holidays. And 5, if anything does get thrown off, get right back on track the next day with a morning reset. If your child is currently struggling with sleep even prior to the holidays, or you want to be prepared in case your child's sleep gets thrown off track, make sure to know what the 5 components of Ezra Plus are. Make sure that those components are in place. For a list of those 5 key puzzle pieces, get your copy of the 5 key components to consider in every infant and toddler sleep plan at afterthestorksleep.com/sleep plan. That is afterthestorksleep.com/sleep plan. These are the 5 areas that I evaluate every single time I work with a client. These are the 5 areas that I consider every single time I make a sleep plan. So remember that if your child's sleep is not going well, these are our areas to consider, not just choosing a sleep training method. We want to look at all of these different areas that affect sleep. I hope you found this podcast episode helpful to get you through this holiday season. I hope that you are able to have lots of fun, enjoy lots of company, enjoy the different activities while still having a well-rested child once it is all said and done. And remember, your child is worth it, your family is worth it, and you are worth it. Thanks for tuning in to the After the Stork podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. By doing all of these things, you can help me to reach more families in need of guidance with their little one's sleep. And if you don't already, follow me on Facebook and Instagram using the handle @afterthestork.megan. That's afterthestork.megan. And if you desire support with your little one's sleep journey, you can reach out to me directly on either one of those platforms. I hope to see you there.